Welcome back to Time for Nach, Divra Yamin Base, Perek Vav. So the Shekhinah has just resided on the Beis HaMikdash. It's very important in the form of the cloud. It's very important to read situations correctly. Shlomo HaMelech sees the cloud and he understands Hashem is pleased with the Beis HaMikdash. It's his home, he's there, his cloud, so to speak. He turns to the people, this is now Shlomo, he blesses them. He davens that Hashem should choose Yerushalayim as the city, David as the king, of the David dynasty. He says, look, my father had been prohibited. He couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash, but Shlomo could. He davens to Hashem, thanking him, keeping him, keep your bris with David HaMelech, and daven that he should continue to guard that for future generations. He says that Hashem should listen to and answer the tefillahs in the Beis HaMikdash, and that Hashem should answer truthfully when a sota offering is brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, it's quite an interesting one to single out. Why is that? So the Rambam explains that because the sota causes peace. The sota causes peace. You know, it's in peace and the Beis HaMikdash are intrinsically linked. We've spoken about on several occasions. And it's also, the truth is, a supernatural part of Hashem's existence. Supernatural proof of Hashem's existence. In other words, one of the rare occasions we rely on miracles, if you think about it, is the sota offering. You know, sota, the waters, the everything. It's a miracle. It really is. We rely on that. It could be there's another idea here, which is to say to the people that, look, we've got a Beis HaMikdash. Kedusha is somewhat centralized over here, but that doesn't mean that you can't, that doesn't mean that you are absolved from the responsibility of bringing up good Jewish homes. And as if kedusha, if service is only in the mikdash and not at home, you've got problems. Right, we're gonna have sota. Praying for the sota should work means make sure your homes have harmony. Make sure you in your homes you're growing people, and therefore it's not all about the Beis HaMikdash. It's about our Jewish growth. He also davens that Hashem forgives them when they're defeated by enemies, and he davens that Hashem should provide rain in its correct time, no plague, answer the tefillahs of anyone, any Gentile actually, who prays the Beis HaMikdash, to sanctify Hashem's name. He davens that Hashem should help Klal Yisrael in battle, release anyone from captivity, and the Shechinah should reside in the Beis HaMikdash permanently. The Ralbag in Pasuk Namalef says that Shlomo had the Aron in front of him during this tefillah. See, it's extra special, extra powerful.